How you doing, K. Michelle?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, listen, first of all, I just want to say thank you for waking up.
Thank
some
you for
folks,
having me.
I see, you know what? You get it. Because some folks in here like, do the Chris Rock thing to us.
Yeah. And, yes.
No, I'm not going to do it like that.
Yeah. Yes, no, no, yes.
Yes.
But no, this album, this has got to be, you think it's your best?
It is my best. I can tell just from me, you know, you always feel like it's your baby and it's your project. But
yeah.
From the reaction, you know, when people who don't like you say, well, I don't like it, but this album's amazing. But, you know, it's something.
Because last time I talked to you, you were concerned about how people were perceiving you, you know, basically, you know, from the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And you, was it in the back of your mind, I wonder if this could possibly hurt my record sales?
No, because they still talk mess and they still buy stuff.
Right, because good music is good music.
Yeah. You know, it's messed up a lot of other things for me, but, right. You know, this go around, it's been a whole lot, you know, easier.
Messed up a lot of other things for you. Like what?
You know, people are, you know, quick to judge and it might keep you out of endorsements and things like that, but it's been easier for me now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? I can tell. I mean, watching your show, I mean, you're busy. You're a busy mm-hmm. lady. Of course, you got your own show, and you're doing the music. You're touring.
Yes.
You know, when does K. Michelle have time for herself?
I don't right now, and that's okay.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it makes me be a little down. But most of the time, I just have to work.
Yeah.
So I hear this album is about my celebrity husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm already married, but I hear it's about my celebrity husband.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's your Idris Elba, that you guys were like together, and this album, a lot of the songs are about y'all's relationship. Is that true?
Yes, it's
I
true.
Will fight you.
Yeah. I will, I've seen Kimmy.
Take
you
off
know
my
shirt.
She
shook the table.
Wait a minute.
Maybe you don't.
Now, So you guys were like, do like he was your boyfriend. God, give me the goods, okay?
We dated for like 8 months.
Really? Yeah. Where'd y'all meet?
We met at the Soul Train Awards, and I, you know, he's a lot of people's celebrity crush, but that really wasn't my type.
He's not your type? How can he not be your type? He's got that hot accent, that hot body. I saw that one picture of him in the underwear. He got something else?
I guess.
Whoa.
He's cool. Like, I guess. People
like
what they...
Wait.
No. Oh, I didn't mean it like
wait.
That.
Man,
look at y'all. Yeah. I didn't mean it like
went
that.
Shopping, huh?
No. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's just him. Yeah, he's just him. Like, it's a deal. I mean... People have in our inner have always suspected we've never hit that or anything. We went out as normal. We just didn't, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm sitting here. Like,
well, let's go down the
damn it.
Here.
I want to know.
Judge me, love them all, going under,
mm-mm.
Cry. Now we can break these all down.
You want us to break them down?
Literally.
We could just break them down if you ain't gonna tell us.
It don't matter as long as y'all buy the album. But see,
oh God.
But see, that was a listen. It's a good move because right now there's a lot of ladies that are in love with Idris Elba
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go like, I got to buy this and listen to these lyrics.
He's a normal guy. Like my last album was about a man. When I started to date him, he said to me, I know you write songs about the people you date. Mm-hmm. So I sent him the records first out of respect.
Wow. Okay, nice. So let me get in the business.
Something
not like I haven't already gotten in it.
Yeah.
Why'd y'all break up?
Like I said before, some things just don't work with timing. He had a baby was born and you know, the
he had
focus,
a break baby. You know how they do. They have a break. We taking a break.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm not going to get into all that. He's a good man.
I
don't bash a man. That
you're sweet.
Okay. We'll ask more questions about him.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the album.
Okay. What about this Drake Would Love Me song? What is that all about?
Shopping.
It was like a, what'd you say?
Shopping.
Shopping what?
Drake. Like for Drake.
Oh no, I don't shop for a man. I don't have to do that.
No, he would
tell him again. Say it again to him.
Oh no, I don't have to do all that. That's my friend. And I was in the studio and it was women who really liked him because a lot of times not R&B. Our R&B guys really aren't singing as nicely as they should be to women.
Mm.
And if you really do listen to a lot of Drake's songs, he actually is kind of being the R&B male that we are missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he really is.
A lot of fans, you know, love Drake. I see it through my timelines of the ones I followed. Mm-hmm. I was in a studio and I was like, oh, Drake, da 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 da. So, like, he wrote the record, Girls Love Beyonce. It was kind of my version of that. You know, Drake would love me because girls think that he's very charming.
Right.
And that he would just sweep them off of their feet. So, you know, I try to be lighthearted and comical even in my writing. And that's what that record was about. It wasn't a, you know,
I
try to get
Drake.
Drake. I talked to Drake now, on a regular. That's my friend.
Now, one of the hottest songs in the streets right now is If They Knew with you and Rick Ross.
Yes.
Is that something you want to do more hooks? I mean, how did y'all hook that up? Because that song is vicious.
We all, like me and Rick, we have like mutual executives between us. So I'm cool with all of his artists, like MMG. We all hang and all of that. And yeah, he sent over the record to my A&R and was just like, I want her on it. So immediately, because he's, you know, hopped on records for me, I immediately just hopped on it, no question.
Gotcha. All right, this song, Miss You Goodbye, okay, obviously it's an Idris inspired song. But you know what? It's like, it to me, you know, when you listen to how you sing a song, Do you get in the studio and you go like, okay, let me remember what those feelings were, and then that's how you sing?
I'm normally it's in those feelings.
You're in them
when you write it, when you sing them.
Yeah, this album, I did that at the beginning of, you know, the breakup situation. It was at the beginning, like the Maybe I Should Call record.
Right.
That was like Maybe I Should Call, you know.
Yeah.
So no, I don't. It's really where I'm at that day.
Yeah. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. I mean, this is all news. I mean,
I think people knew. People kind of hinted to it, you know, through our musical and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But you had every opportunity on those shows to say something, but you really didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. And I don't think it's a snitching on him because he doesn't really hide it. Like, it's what I went through, and that's my life, and that's my art. And it is what it is. Like, when they start to, you know, poke, I didn't lie.
So,
you know,
how's Idris responded to the album? Has he?
He sent me an email, said it was art, and he's, you know, he's sad that it's come to this.
Mm.
Wow.
And yeah, so
did he say anything about me?
No.
In the email?
Sorry.
No mention. I'm married and happy. I'm just asking if he mentioned me.
No, you know, and a lot of the things, you know, is, you know, we keep certain things, like, you know, with us, it's still private, it's still what it is. But he knows with my music, I'm like a black Taylor Swift. I'm gonna write about you,
there you go.
And I'm gonna talk about you.
Shake it off then.
And
you better shake it off.
He really has no choice. Wow. So within the past week, I've not, you know, spoke to him about it, and I'm sure he's, you know, a little bothered. But my thing is, I feel like I've protected you for so long.
Wow.
These are my emotions that I
Let's
deserve
go.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to protect myself, and I have to, you know, deal with my emotions.
There you go.
And, you know, I love them and always will.
Yeah,
you know, it's not a, you know, it's not a hate thing. And we don't hate each other. It's the timing.
Yeah.
It's a timing thing, you know.
Right. When you decided that, you know, because obviously when you go in the studio. Okay. It's okay. All right. We're going to come back. Kay Michelle's a little upset, so we'll come back and talk with her in a minute, okay? All right, love this album.
Thank you.
Very touching, and I hope you don't mind. I kind of told everybody you got really emotional a little earlier and had to leave the studio, but that's real. That's just real, and I dig that about you. I really do. And Freedus is in here crying and stuff, and like, because, you know.
And then y'all took my box of tissues, really?
But, you know, it's just like, you know, I guess that's the emotion that you drive from music like this that really touches your heart. And you know, everybody can relate on some kind of level.
That's right.
You know, which is a very beautiful thing. You know, I know you do the reality show and the whole nine. Music's your first love, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my focus. It's my love. Music is.
Yeah. Because, I can see, you know, I direct films and do things like that. I can see your ability. You have natural acting ability.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's something that you can do. But obviously, you know, making this kind of music and this album.
That touches people.
You're going to be touring over this one for a minute.
I hope so.
Oh, no doubt.
What?
No doubt.
I just got to sing
it. Yeah. Yeah. Do you find it difficult, you know, just going to perform, and it doesn't matter where you are, You find it difficult to be able to find your voice? Or is that not a very good question? Because, you know, some people can't, you know, some places they just don't feel comfortable singing. You know, I don't know if you have that issue.
No, I love singing wherever I'm at. It's just when it comes to different music. Like, I had a show in Houston, and I was telling them on stage, sometimes you wonder if, you know, the music is healing other people. What you wonder, is it healing you? Like, because you got to sing it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like your therapy, yeah?
When you write it, yeah, but when you have to go back and relive it every day.
Yeah.
That's another situation.
Yeah.
God, I get it.
Yes, God, I get it.
You wrote it. I know you say you don't like to listen to this in the morning. I'm going to turn down the headphones so you don't have to hear it.
I could probably make it through this one, but I don't know.
She said, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, I got to tell you, I mean, people are tweeting like crazy.
Thank you.
And, every once in a while, we'll read some of these tweets. Let me see here. Notorious Nay writes, the interview with K. Michelle and Russ Parr Show, I'm loving the woman she's growing into.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Dash Icy Boy, I love K. Michelle. Let me see. TJ White Boy, she's giving a wonderful interview on the Russ Parr Show. It's so real, unlike a lot of other artists. Let me see. Damn, y'all. Robin S., damn, y'all pressed the girl out and made her cry. That's so awful. So, of course, we're going to get blamed.
Yeah, we're getting in trouble.
For you expressing your true emotions. Okay, so that happens. This is what this album will do for you. And you know what? And to me, tears are healing.
Yeah.
That's just me, and I don't know if that helps you, but it's healing, and I think that a lot of people can get healing from these kind of records because they're so
and
important.
It's not y'all don't blame them. Like, it's just when you have to relive something like this, been a full week of promo, and you have to relive the situations, and, you know, I'm not over that, so it is what it is, and you know, to hear that record, it's early, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, we have a lot of admiration and respect for you.
Thank you.
And I don't think you've ever been on my show that we were inappropriate or disrespectful.
Never.
And we would never do
never
that.
Never have you.
Now,
never.
There are some people that we will do that to.
lots of people.
You just don't have just no one of them. Yeah,
lots of people. But you know what? Music is supposed to move you. And your music is moving you and everybody else. So that's what music is for.
Every song, man. I'm digging
it. It moves you,
every
yeah.
Every song.
I appreciate that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I do want to say that I want you to hang out a little bit because
okay.
I know a lot of people are trying to call in and at 1-877 Parr Show. The album, man, you guys got to make sure you got to pick up. It's in stores right now. Anybody want to buy a heart? Hey, Michelle.